Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, and welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Now, today we have one heck of a show for you. We're definitely talking about money. But before we do, I want to thank all those people who have been going to viewers at savingwithsteve.com and saying, Steve, we would like to hear about this. We would like to hear about that. Well, guess what? We're doing just that today. We have Lisa Thompson here. She's going to talk about five ways to save money. And secondly, with all that's going on right now, companies are struggling. People all over the US and the world are starting businesses to make sure we get you what you need. I have Thomas Michael Hoggs, author of the book Profitable Growth Strategies, Seven Proven Best Practices from German Companies. Thomas has helped 300 plus businesses achieve 7 to 12 figures with up to $8 million in US monthly recurring revenue, and he's here to help us. Now, I'm also going to talk about the relationship or romance scams. They're basically essentially called a plump and dump scam. Now, next up, the reality is this. The beginning of the new year is filled with great intentions, many of which, unfortunately, rarely evolve into an actual year-long habit. However, these regular habits that are key to creating substantial change over time, if saving money is on your list of resolutions for the new year and you're having a little trouble with it or want to get there, here are five small habits from coupons.com saving expert Lisa Thompson that can add up to big savings. So we've had Lisa on before. I want to welcome her back. Lisa, nice to see you. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
So here's some of the biggies. You know, you have five ways to help people get savings. So let's just start with the first one.
The first one is you don't know what you don't know, right? And that includes money. And a lot of times if we're stressed about money or finances, we just don't want to look at them. Like, I just let you know, like, I'm not going to deal with it. But it's the first step to getting a handle of what's coming in and what's going out. So I always tell people, take every month, make a coffee date with just you or you and your partner or whatever, sit down and look at what's coming in. But most importantly, look at what's going out. You're going to have fixed expenses like car insurance, your rent or mortgage payment, right? Things like that. That's just there. You can't do anything about that. But a lot of our expenses are flexible, right? And a lot of the stuff that gets us are the flexible things where maybe I signed up for a free trial and I forgot to cancel it before they charge me the $80 annual fee. That happens sometimes, right? Or maybe, a lot of us got rid of cable thinking, oh, we're going to save all this money on streaming services with Hulu or Netflix or whatever. But now we've got Hulu and Netflix and HBO Max and Paramount Plus. And like, you know, all that stuff adds up. And all of a sudden, we're not saving money anymore. In fact, we're spending more. And all of these streaming services and subscriptions and all of those things add up. So you have to look at your budget, figure out what's fixed. Okay, I got to deal with that. What's flexible? Oh, this gym membership that makes me feel good, that I belong to a gym that I haven't used in 18 months. Maybe
five years.
Maybe I could cut that, $20, $40 a month. So, and speaking of flexible, the biggest tip, of course, because of what I talk about a lot, is looking at your grocery budget. Groceries, this is really the big story because of inflation, right? Like, we're all going to the store. It doesn't matter if it's the dollar store or Costco or Target, whatever. We're all going and we're seeing everything is just a little bit more expensive. And the best way, the absolute best way to extend or stretch your grocery dollars is to use cashback offers, coupons and cashback offers. The coupons.com app is free. And so I think of this as like free money. Do you mind, Steve, if I go into a little bit about how to use it?
Oh, please. What? The more the merrier.
Okay. I was talking to a friend the other day and I realized if you're not familiar with the world of cashback, then it's not necessary. You don't necessarily know what to do when you get there to the app, right? she thought maybe you purchased the products through the app. That's not what you do. You'll download the app. It's free. App Store, Google Play. Create a really simple account. We don't ask for a lot of information, but you'll create a coupons.com account and then you'll see all of these offers. Right? I was just scrolling through the app today and we have offers for diapers, lotion, vitamins, medication, snacks, frozen foods, kombucha. I'm not a fan, but if you like kombucha.
My daughter's into it. Yeah.
So let's say I'm going to tap Huggies. I get $3 cash back. My offer is activated. I see it in a list. I'm going to go buy the products that correspond to these offers, right? I'm going to buy my Huggies. I'm going to buy my lotion. I'm going to buy my kombucha, my yogurt, my cereal at any store that offers me an itemized receipt. I'm going to bring it all home. I'm going to upload a picture right through the app. It's very easy. Snap a picture of a receipt, submit it through the receipt, and I'm going to get cash back on those purchases. Okay. Somebody asked me the other day, well, do you mail me cash? No, there's no paper money. There's no paper. Nothing happens that way. You will get cash back in your PayPal account that you have linked to your coupons.com account. It's so slick. Like, it's like magic working behind the scenes. You'll end up with money just kind of pouring into your cash back into your PayPal account, which will then be available for you to bring over to your bank account at any time you want to use it. Okay. That's how that whole thing works.
I got something to add to that. Yeah. My wife's in part of the National Charity League. I'm not sure if I can actually say that, but they put on this military baby shower Camp Pendleton once a year. And part of that is giving them diapers and stuff like that. Yeah. So I got to say, your ears are burning. I don't know if you're psychic, the reason why you said the diaper thing, but everybody used your app to get money back. And the money they got back, they donated to the military families for their child and all that kind of stuff. So very cool. Very, very cool.
So, and it's not, you know, a lot of times when we think coupons, we kind of remember the days back in the 80s of clipping coupons out of the paper and like 50 cents off here and a quarter off there. Most of these offers are $1 to $5, $10, $15 back for like a large, we had a Claritin allergy medication offer that gave you $15 to $20 back. The Huggies, $3 back. So it does add up, right? It doesn't take you long. Some of our regular users of the app, you know, they're getting $10 to $15 back a week. So
actually they got a lot more than $10 or $15 back when they did it. Cause I think the donation was close to like $300. One of the things that I tell people, cause I work with people, well, I get asked to communicate this all the time. And you know what, when you're looking to scrape money out so you can pay down bills or debt or save for retirement. And, you know, I tell somebody, hey, look, I just saved money on my cell phone bill because I switched and it was $20 a person. Well, that's $80 a month. That's almost $1,000 a year. But if that's just one person, that's $20 that you now, or $240 that you could put towards your retirement. If you look at a 30-year compound on that, that's a lot of money. So every little bit does count. It all depends on your situation, your budget. Now, $20 might not make a big difference to somebody who's got $30,000 in bills a month. But if you know what, if you've got $5,000 in bills a month, $20 makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's big. So you know what, and I'll say another thing. Some of the people I talk with online, they're like, you know what? I've been going to Starbucks and this other coffee place and so on and paying $3 and $5. And you know what? I go and get creamer and I get a discount on my creamer. It was $5. Now it's $3 because of the coupons.com. And then on top of that, they like to go Costco and get the big box for that. But he says, you know what? My coffee cup went from $3 to $5 to 40 cents a piece. That's a heck of a savings for me.
Yeah, right. Well, and also if you are saving, like, let's say you decide to be your own barista and you're saving on the creamer that we have, some sweetener, like stevia, monk fruit, that kind of stuff. We have some offers for that. You save on all of that and be your own barista for most of the week. You're piling up some cash, right? You're getting that cash back and you can go splurge at Starbucks once in a while, right? Without feeling like bad about it, mm-hmm. right? That's why I always say, like, you can use some of that cash back then to go indulge a little bit.
Well, actually the people I've been talked to that have done that stuff, cause they've heard me, they just said, you know what? We actually don't go to Starbucks. We go spend on clothes. I go, oh, your other addiction. Great.
But yeah, I want to go splurge on something else. I like my own coffee now. Yeah.
You don't forget
the,
that.
The main thing is that it's exactly what you said. It adds up. It adds up. For people who need the money to stretch their grocery bill, I would say, you know, let it sit there for a month and then pull that $40, $50, whatever you have in your bank account and apply it toward your grocery budget the next month. If you can afford to, though, let it sit, you can end up with $500, $600 in your PayPal account in December, which, I mean, December is an expensive month, right? We're buying
Christmas gifts for y'all.
Right. I mean, yeah. That's a nice little chunk of money then has just been sitting there while you've been tapping and shopping.
That's wonderful. So hey, look, this has been great so far, Lisa. As always, it goes quickly. So look, we're going to have to take a break. So everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Lisa Thompson and coupons.com's and how to save. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We've been talking to Lisa Thompson here at coupons.com. She's that saving expert, that guru. She's been helping us out with those five ways to save money. And we already went for the first two, which is evaluating your budget, which means make sure you know what you're spending, what your income is, so you can see what you can save. And you know, it's smart using the coupons.com app, how to shop smartly and get that cash back. And now the next one is, let's talk about cutting down on the impulse buys. We all do that.
Right. I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I am sort of an emotional shopper, right? Retail therapy is a real thing in my life. And so I, if I'm stressed or whatever, I am one to go, you know, take that out in a store and shop. So one of the bright things that the pandemic brought us was curbside delivery. I have learned that I am best off buying my products outside of the store in an app online and then going to pick it up. That way I cut down on the temptation of the impulse buys. Target is one of those places, Costco. I mean, those places, like, they get me every time. I am an impulse shopper. Target has free curbside pickup. I buy what I need. I can use cashback offers on that, even though I'm doing it through the app or online, as long as I have that receipt. And then I go to the store and they bring it to my cart. Easy peasy. The fourth tip is, if you have favorite brands, if you have favorite retailers, follow them, engage with them on social media, sign up for their email list. I know, you know, we hate it when our inboxes get full, but a lot of brands and retailers want to engage with people. They want people to follow them. And that's where you're going to learn about promo codes and sales and when they're kicking off their end of year clearance. You don't know what you don't know, so stay in the know by following them. The thing that social media has done for us as consumers, it's given us kind of a front row seat for put us in the conversation with the brands. It used to be that they just talked at us through commercials and ads. Now we get to talk to them. And I think many brands and retailers have, like, I think it was a little frightening at first, but now they've really embraced that. And they really do offer their followers and the people they engage with them great deals and sales. So engage with them. Yeah. And then my last tip,
I was just going to say a couple of things on the being in the know. I find out if you, and I was just doing this after our last interview, and I just started, hey, I'll put in a little comment. And the next thing I know, I'm getting 30% off or 20% off. I'm like, wow, if I actually use this, that would be worthwhile. So, you know, or I say, would you be interested in this? So I love that. The other thing about impulse buys, one of the rule of thumbs that we've seen is like when you go to the stores, it's all designed to create an impulse buy. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, this really expensive purse is now, you know, it was $200 and now it's 67. You know what? They wanted you to buy it at 67. They knew you wouldn't buy it at 200, but it runs out the store at 67. And that's the way it's designed like that. So if you're shopping online, you're going to get stuck with that. The other thing that I tell people, I said, hey, look, wait a week. If it's really a priority, you'll go get it in a week. If it's not, wasn't that big of a priority and didn't really need it. And I've had a lot of people go, you know what? We use that rule of thumb. It just became a reaction for us. And we've saved ourselves thousands of dollars this year, just not by buying stuff we don't use, because we're still clearing out the stuff that's in the garage from the last time.
Right. That's a great tip because, then it's not an impulse buy if you wait a week, right? Then it's a, okay, this could be a smart purchase, not just something I want on the whim.
Oh, yeah. It's a great way to save your credit cards too.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's next?
So the last tip I have, make it fun. Saving money can really be fun. I have a couple girlfriends near me and we'll do challenges like, okay, we call it Friday. On Friday, we're going to have appy and wine night. Bring your favorite appetizer that you ever made for under $5. Or we'll be like, okay, let's do a pasta night and we're going to try to make a meal for the three of us for under $10 a piece. I mean, we'll just kind of do fun challenges like that. There are groups out there. You could follow Facebook groups about saving money. And of course, listen to you all the time you make, right? Like you make it fun. I think a lot of times people think of money, saving money as just sort of a hassle or something I have to do, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's kind of flipping your thinking about it and then making it a habit. If you use the coupons.com app and use those cashback offers once, one day a month or here and there, it really probably isn't going to do a lot for you. You're going to get $5 here, $10 there. That's fine. But if you make it a habit, make it a part of your daily routine, that's when the savings add up. That's when it makes a difference in your budget, right? So get off TikTok and get off Instagram for take 10 minutes. of your social media time and draw your attention to the app and look at the offers and make it fun. You know,
I love your idea of the dinner for friends. We used to do a gourmet group and somebody would bring the main, everybody would bring sides and their own drink. And it's like going out to eat with all your friends at a restaurant for just a few dollars. I mean, the alcohol is the thing that costs the most. Everything else is inexpensive because it's homemade.
Yeah, exactly. Which kind of leads me to a couple of tips. A lot of us, maybe we're not going out to eat much yet, or we are trying to watch our expenses. Think about your favorite restaurant. Maybe you haven't been able to be there for a while, or your favorite dishes. Try to recreate them at home. If it's a chain restaurant, you might even be able to find kind of a dupe recipe online, or just try to recreate it as best you can. But make that meal at home, open up a nice bottle of wine or, you know, champagne, whatever, and have your celebration at home, light some candles and use our cashback offers again. Like I said, it's a habit. Look to see what's in there. We have $1 off European chocolates right now. So there's a little dessert, you know, like you can really find some like fun splurges in there that you can save money on. And then the other thing is you can find a lot of gifts at the grocery store. And I know that sounds a little kind of weird, but I have done this before where I go to the store and I think about my friends. Okay, I have one friend who loves to bake. So I found a recipe that I knew she would love. I put it on a little cart and then I went to the store and I bought her the ingredients for that particular cake that I knew she would love. And that was my Galentine's gift to her. So if you don't have a partner, you don't want to be romantic Valentine's Day. If you have girlfriends you want to celebrate with. So there's a lot of things you can do though. Like think about who it is and then kind of customize a gift for them with things at the grocery store.
No, that's actually wonderful. Wonderful. I was just going to think of one of the things. My wife's very in that creative thing. So what she did is she took a mason jar and put all the, she layered the ingredients for chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
And sealed it up with a bunch of cinnamon sticks on top and gave it to all the girls in the NCL thing as a Valentine's gift. And yeah, basically the big gift was actually to make the cookies with mom. So, So there's a lot of inexpensive things you can do. And in fact, she got the mason jars for $1 a piece at the, well, it's called the $1.25 store now. But,
they're not immune from inflation either. Right.
No, I just kidding. I just had to say that. Yeah. That's wonderful. Cause it's a great way to have a good time and not spend a lot of money. Cause the reality is you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a good time. And most importantly, it's really about the one you're with and the experience that you have. So you can have that at a restaurant. You can have that at home. You can have that at a park. You can have that with friends and the whole shot. So yeah, that's great. Lisa, thank you so much for, you know, being with us today. I love these tips. They echo some of the things I say, but more importantly, it connects with everybody. And you know what? Our viewers love it. And you know what? Hopefully we'll be having you back. I know we'll be having you back again. So be safe, be healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Have fun. We'll see you. Bye. Everybody, that was Lisa Thompson with coupons.com. Lisa went through how you go about redeeming your money back on coupons.com. You really want to go check it out. Worth your while. Stick with us. We're going to be right back. I'm going to be talking about the relationship or romance scams are basically essentially called a plump and dump scam. And then we have Thomas Michael Hoggs, author of the book Profitable Growth Strategies. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. We just had a great couple segments there with Lisa Thompson of coupons.com. Hey, 5 ways to save. What a wonderful thing. Now, next up is my segment to talk to you about relationship or romance scams are basically essentially called a plump and dump scam. And what romance scams or relationship scams do is these criminal use of fake online identity to gain a victim's affection, trust. The scammer then uses an illusion of a romantic or close relationship to manipulate or steal from the victim. The scammers want to establish a relationship as quickly as possible, endear him or herself to the victim, and gain their trust. Scammers may propose marriage or make plans to meet in person, but the reality is that never happens. There's always some sort of excuse. Eventually, they'll ask for money because of an emergency, or they want you to invest, or they're inviting you to invest with somebody that's supposed to be a guru. The criminals who carry out romance scams or relationship scams, folks, they're experts at what they do and will seem genuine, caring, and believable. Con artists are present on most dating and social media sites, and you need to keep that in mind. Scam artists often say they're in the building or construction industry and are engaged in projects outside the US. That makes it easier to avoid meeting in person and more plausible when they ask for money for medical emergencies or legal fees. If someone you meet online needs your bank account information to deposit money, they're most likely using your account to carry out other thefts and fraud schemes. Folks, there's a number of instances that we have heard about where one person, they started an online relationship with a person that was supposedly in New York. And that person was talking about while they're creating their relations, how well they're doing in their business, how they're getting these people, how these people who are investing are making so much money. And I heard about one person who slowly but surely drained their $400,000 IRA. And then when she had no more money, he dumped her and was gone. She didn't report anything until the IRS says, hey, you took $400,000 out of your IRA, you're going to have to pay taxes. So she then reported it to the FBI, the FTC, and the whole shot. It was too late. Folks, it's really important that you understand if somebody's asking you for money and you haven't met them in person, they're not likely real. There's ways to protect yourself. So you want to be careful what you post and make public online. Scammers can use the details shared on social media and dating sites to better understand you as a target. Research the person's photo and profile using online searches to see images, names, and details that have been used elsewhere. For example, one of my clients, we checked out the photo that the person was using online, and it turned out it was a model who lived in England. And the guy said he's actually from the United States. Okay, beware of individuals' attempts to isolate you from friends or family or request inappropriate photos or financial information that could later be used to extort you. Now, sometimes people will say if they're in a relationship with you and they're giving you the opportunity to invest in something, they will tell you not to share it with your friends and family. Because if you do, your friends and family are going to say, what are you doing? This isn't real. And it typically isn't. Be aware if individuals promise to meet you in person, but then always come up with an excuse why he or she can't. If you haven't met the person after a few months, for whatever reason, you have good reason to be suspicious. Never send money to anyone you have only communicated with online or by phone. Folks, many people get taken because you may be going through a divorce, looking to date, or you're single, looking to date. Don't let this happen to you. There's links below here for the FBI, the Federal Trade Commission, with tips and things to look for. So protect yourself. You know, that concludes this segment. You want to stick with us? We're going to be right back with Thomas Michael Hogg. He's got some wonderful things on how to grow a company. So stick with us. We'll be right back with Thomas Michael Hogg.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. This is Steve Sexton. You know, we're talking about the ins and outs of money today. And as you heard before, we had Lisa Thompson. I know y'all know, love Lisa Thompson, the saving expert at coupons.com. I want to first tee this up. There's been a lot of things that have occurred to people who have worked in mid, upper level management and some industries where the companies have decided to become more nimble. They've cut out that level of management. A lot of people say, I think I need to go start my own business. A lot of people are creating offshoots of businesses and they're trying to figure it out. Don't worry, we have Thomas Michael Hoggs here. He's the author of the book, Profitable Growth Strategies, 7 Proven Best Practices from German Companies. But here's the big thing. Thomas has helped 300 plus businesses achieve a 7 to 12 figure earnings, and he's here to help. Besides helping business owners make a lot of money, Thomas is a consultant and mentor. He with 20 plus years of marketing experience, work experience in countries like Germany, Mexico, Switzerland, and here in the US. He's worked and advised for global companies such as Pepsi, Adidas, Campbell's Soup, and many others. He's the founder and managing director of THM Consulting and Investment Group. Thomas is also a columnist for El Financiero. He's been featured on Bloomberg TV, CNN Expansion, and many others. Thomas, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. So nice to be with you.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you're coming from us from Monterrey, Mexico, which is really cool. It's interesting that you've got some decent weather there as well, as opposed to if you're a little more east, it'd probably be a little more snowy and you'd probably have a jacket on. But that's a different story. So we understand where you come from. I'd love for you to just spend a few moments on your story.
I mean, actually, kind of it started my career in 2005, where I got the confirmation from Adidas to work from them. It was 1 year before the soccer, as we say, the football World Cup in Europe, and it was a great experience for me to start to work for this great company. I mean, for this sporting goods giant. And it was 1 year before the World Cup when we prepared and launched all the products in the category for the 2006 World Cup in Germany. So there, kind of, I started getting in touch with customer value, getting in touch with product management. What we are going to talk a little bit more about, profitable growth, and working with highly competitive professionals day in, day out was amazing. And obviously, Steve, it was for me a kind of a dream come true to work for my favorite sport brand. And then furthermore, I got into the consulting business. So there I worked for some more projects, as you said, Campbell's Soup and PepsiCo, but also Johnson Controls and more B2B companies. And some years ago, I founded a consultant firm, actually focusing on strategy planning, commercial strategy, and analysis of markets and customer analysis and service. So this is kind of where my journey starts and where I'm kind of now. It's kind of exciting times for me because I was really busy even with, because of my book, and many company owners needed some help to how to get out of this crisis.
Yes. You know what? When people found out that you were going to be on the show, our viewers started popping in comments. You know, your book is based off some best practices for German companies. And I think people realize that there's a Japanese business model, there is an American business model, and there's a German business model. Could you kind of explain the difference of those three for our listeners?
There's, as you said, I mean, there's rarely you can find a lot of literature about the German business model. I mean, we all, and I do admire the American business model. I mean, it's really focused on marketing. It is focused also on investment, and you have also, I mean, this always, I mean, this financial ecosystem where you can have venture capital and where you can have angel investments or venture capital to boost the business or your startups in the first years. And then we know all the success stories of Google, Microsoft, Tesla coming up now. And then actually the Japanese business model is kind of similar to the German one. And there's the Chinese business model, which is so important nowadays because of the power and the growth of this incredible economy. But at the end of the day, it's all about competitiveness. So we can talk about countries, but then I can give you the example of Germany. But at the end of the day, it's about how competitive is your business in the market. And now, I mean, the markets are consolidating right now. So your competitiveness is so important. And the German business model is really interesting. The backbone of the German economy are the small and medium-sized businesses. Germany has more than 1,500 market leaders in different niches. This is unique in the whole world. There's no other country with more market leaders in different sectors or in different industries. Mm-hmm. Where we talk a lot about engineering, where we talk about cars and the automotive industry. But the German business model is so successful, not only because of the big brands we know, Mercedes, BMW, Audi, Adidas, Bayer from the pharmaceutical side, but also because of these small and medium-sized companies who are globally successful and are so important for the economy and the society because of the employment.
What I'd like to do is start talking about, you know, your book, Profitable Growth Strategies. You know, and if somebody were to read that, what would they be able to derive from it and how could it benefit them?
First of all, understanding that the term profitable growth, this is a term maybe when you go to the corporate business world, it's a common term, but when we talk about when we talk to business owners, company owners or entrepreneurs, this term is not so familiar. So this is how to get in a profitable growth zone and why profitable growth is important, because profitable growth means you have at the same time top and bottom line growth. This means you increase your sales and revenues. It is really difficult because all the studies we have seen and studies we have carried out, we have seen only 25% of all the companies are achieving to be in the profitable growth zone, which means to having a constant revenue and a profit growth. It's really difficult to get into this zone, though. This is would be the first, I would say, gold nugget to say, okay, what's about profitable growth? And this is so important. Also for startups and for company owners and to know, okay, what are the margins in the industries? What are the goals and the objectives in the industries from my competitors and peers and where's the first bar on this financial objectives I have to reach? No, then we can go on the details how we reach the profitable growth.
You have five crucial concepts that enhance any business's achieving customer value, employee value, and obviously top and bottom line growth. The first one's quality is king. So could you kind of explain that to our audience there?
We have kind of a reputation for German products that the German products are quality products. I mean, mm-hmm. Made in Germany stands kind of for quality. I can give you an example. When I worked for Adidas in my first day, when I walked in the testing or the R&D center, we had to certify the products or soccer balls with the FIFA. And there, I mean, you test quality and say, okay, bouncing materials and also durability. But the most important thing or lesson learned from me was there, they told me, hey, Thomas, look, all our competitors, they try to reach or to achieve the FIFA standard, which we can say it's 100. And they told me, but here in our testing center, we try to achieve 150. We really try to achieve a superior quality. And so our competitive advantage is about quality. And this is kind of a mindset you need to have. I mean, really, we talk about a lot of customer value, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's about quality. It's about quality about your service. It's about quality about your product. And there, it's all about how you set the bar and how high you set your bar.
What you're saying is the quality of the product, whether it be software, whether to be a soccer ball or car or shoe or whatever, it's got to be the top quality and it's got to be over and above the rest of your competitors. If it is, you'll likely have a product that will last and you would be able to receive. And what's the next step after? I mean, obviously there's cost to go in a soccer ball. I don't remember. Was Adidas able to achieve a higher price point by having that quality and make better profits? Or
always. I mean, when we talk about quality, we talk about added value, and we talk about pricing, right? So this is one of the most important thing. You get higher margins out of quality products, obviously, and you will be a more profitable company. So. So this is why we're talking about profitable growth. Wallet is one key experience or key goal you need to be more profitable.
So if you're a service company, like a financial services company, that whole process that you're taking from, you know, meeting the customer, evaluating the customer, providing a quality financial advice, and then an implementation, that whole process has to be the standard in the industry.
Nowadays, we have all new words. I mean, the customer journey, customer experience. But at the end of the day, it's the same. It's the same as service quality at the end of the day. So it has to do, obviously, to understand the customer and to serve a customer and be relevant for a customer. And at the end of the day, when we talk about financial service companies or services, I mean, there you need to give them a return on investment and products who are last, products who are beating the competitors. I mean, these are the ones where you get a higher return on investment.
That's excellent. Hey, you know what? We're going to stop right there. We're going to take a quick little break and then we'll be back. So stick with us. We've got more with Thomas Michael Hoggs and his book, Profitable Growth Strategies, because he's imparting some wonderful knowledge to us. So hold on, we'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, I want to welcome you back to Saving with Steve. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you all for joining us, following us, recommending to your friends, families, associates to come and watch us here on Saving with Steve. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can go to the Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook page or go to the savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. You can see all the recordings of the shows. So if you'd like to follow us, you can go to our YouTube page at Saving with Steve Section on YouTube. Again, I want to thank some of our networks. That's BBS Radio, UK Health Radio, New York TV, and Stitcher, as well as YouTube. I want to thank them all for helping us spread the message. If you have a problem, we want to provide solutions and help you with living a life of personal and financial freedom. So welcome back to Saving with Steve, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We have Thomas Michael Hoggs, author of the book, Proven Growth Strategies. We've been talking about the five critical concepts that will enhance any business achieving customer value, employee value, as well as solid top and bottom line growth numbers. Thomas, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here with us again. Let's go into the next one, which is innovation is best. So help us understand that. Why is innovating a very important thing?
At the end of the day, when we talk about innovation, it's not only the term innovation. You need for us, and comparing a little bit about the German model, innovation for us are functional products or functional services at the end of the day. So innovation one, you need a functional service or product, and secondly, you need a return on investment on each innovation. So innovation is important. So you need, when you start a business, when you want to lead a niche or your market, I mean, you have to invest in R&D. You have to have a budget for innovation. You have to, obviously you need resources. to be a company who is innovating, and it's a company who's at the end of the day adding value. So this is one of the key points also of the German business model, that they do invest in R&D, and that not only the companies, I mean also the government. When we see Germany is investing 3% of its GDP in R&D. Israel, for example, it's investing 5% of its GDP in R&D. But there are a lot of countries who do not invest as much, and not only talking about countries, but there are not as many companies who do invest in R&D. This was the case when I worked at Adidas. We have seen Nike was spending a little bit more on marketing, on ads, and Adidas is spending a little bit more on R&D. What is a clear focus for functional product and quality?
It's important to look at finding the best product and continually develop it and getting those advancements in that product so athletes can perform better. And when it comes to like US, we saw Nike, their focus was more on marketing and spreading the word and making it cool to have their products. When you look at brands like Porsche and companies like that, obviously people pay a premium for that innovation that they have.
That's true. At the end of the day, it's about performance. And I do remember when I started at Adidas, it was really when you learn about the history of the founder, Adolf Dassler or Adi Dassler. He just had one mission. He had one purpose. This was helping with products to help the athletes to perform better. And that at the end of the day, this should be our mm-hmm. everyday task, and with our company to service a product and to make our clients better or to help and support them. And this really, this focus on product, this focus on performance. I guess sometimes we just forget the importance on quality and innovation, and you have to spend time and money to be a benchmark company if you want so.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one is obviously lead your market, and we're talking about that right now. So so what are the big things that people or companies don't do or make a mistake in doing, and they don't end up leading their market?
Selling too many products or services to too many segments or too many clients. So it's not clear what your product is about and for whom is your product. So it's really important that, the saying, the riches are in the niches is coming true, because, I mean, there you have a focused product, you have a product for a specific segment, and there you can focus, and there you should try to be the best in this segment or in this niche. And this is kind of, again, this is kind of this German business model, where sometimes our culture is a little bit black and white, and we are a little bit rigid in the things how we are doing. But when it comes to strategy, we really in the German business we focus and try to be the best in our market.
Now we have about 2 minutes left. I'd just like to talk about how you go about working with a business owner when you're doing coaching, and then where's the best place for people to get a hold of you, your book, and so on.
I like, and I really love to help a business owner, a company owner, or even an entrepreneur to get from point A to the point B, and having a vision. Okay, what's your financial vision? How big do you see your company, talking about sales? So helping on this company growth journey, helping to take the right decisions, helping to make strategies, and also help them in the implementation part. So we are doing a deep analysis about your market, about your target market, about your strengths and weaknesses, and then we understand also a little bit the competition, and then we make a strategy plan, and I help you along, talking about at least 10 months to penetrate this market and to mm-hmm. achieve profitable growth. And you can reach me on best on my website, profitablegrowthstrategy.com, and I'm in LinkedIn, Thomas Michael Hawk. I guess there where I interact most with business and company owners.
Now I'll say this: I want to thank you for being on the show today. I have read a good portion of your book, and I love it for for my business. And I saw many parallels of what we did when we were overseas. And I just smirked and said, okay, we did it right. So I want to, again, thank you for being part of the show today. If you'd like to talk to Thomas Michael Hogg, you want to go to provengrowthstrategies.com. And you know what? I wish you all the success. And you know, maybe we'll have you on again in the future. We'll see you, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. It was really great. It was a great experience.
I'll see you. Bye. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. And I want to thank our network partners and affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Again, you can follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton or go to the website at savingwithsteve.us. Look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show hosted by Steve Sexton.